Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should refrain from doing what he has promised to do. When God speaks, he always performs what he says. Indeed, God doesn't play dice. One of the reasons why the Word of God is infallible is that God has no one to impress. God is supreme. He orders the course of the entire universe as he desires. This is God's universe. This is God's world. So he doesn't have to impress people or arouse their interest like most public speakers and leaders have to do. More so, it's impossible for God to lie. Whatever he says he will do, that he will do. There are several wonderful promises that God made for the believers. Some of them have been fulfilled while we wait for the fulfillment of others. The fact that we have seen several promises of God that have been fulfilled shows us that those that are yet to be fulfilled are only waiting for their appointed time for them to come into fruition. At the appointed time, at the appointed hour, they will all come into fruition. For instance, God promised to redeem humanity to himself. He fulfilled just that by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the world. Apart from the promises of God that have been fulfilled, we have several other wonderful promises of God which await their manifestation. For instance, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, a new heaven and a new earth, among others. However, this message centers on the scriptural prophecy of Revelation 21, the new heaven and the new earth. There are people who are believers who find it hard to believe that God can create a new heaven and a new earth. But if you believe in the God of the Bible, if you believe in the God that you will find in these 66 books of the Bible, you know that if he did it once, he can do it again. He is still Almighty God. The Lord God Almighty is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His power does not fluctuate. He is a consistent God. The Bible affirms that God created the present heaven and the present earth by his word. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So, God made the visible world out of the invisible through his word, so that the things that we see are products of the things that we cannot see. If God then made the present heaven and earth from invisible things, he will make a new heaven and a new earth. Okay, now let's read our text. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amos 3:7 states, Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. The event of the new heaven and the new earth was revealed to John, the beloved, in the island of Patmos. What John saw was a new heaven and a new earth, not a repaired heaven and a repaired earth, as some people may believe. What John saw was a new heaven and a new earth. He then added that there was no more sea as we have it in the present world. No form of evil will characterize this new earth. John sees a heavenly city descending to this new earth. He says that there will be a new Jerusalem coming down from God as a bride adorned for her husband. This city is the dwelling place of God that has now come down to earth. It symbolizes God's presence being given to the saints to enjoy him eternally. This city is said to be very beautiful, like a bride prepared for a wedding day. And there is nothing more beautiful than a bride on her wedding day. Nothing can steal that day away from her. She is the star of the show, and that's how this new city will come down. All eyes will be looking upon it. In verse 3, John describes God's relationship with his people in this wondrous city. This verse shows us the physical restoration of the Edenic experience. God will dwell among his people. You see, when God would have made all things new, there will be no more disparity between the new heaven and the new earth, because God will be accessible to man, because our understanding of God will be full, and we'll now know him as he truly is. He will be with us and be our God. God will be with them. They will learn of him, love him, adore him, worship him, serve him. Verse 4 tries to describe the magnitude of the peace that we will experience on this new earth. To better understand this, just try to imagine what this world would look like if there were no such things as death, pain, sorrow, tears, hunger, and the likes? John lacked words to explain how blissful and wondrous this new earth would be. He described it by saying that God would by himself wipe away all tears of men. How does that sound? By then, the former things will not be remembered. Verse 5 reaffirms that God will make all things new. God, who sits on his throne, declared that he would make all things new. Do you now believe? You see, God himself instructed his servant to write down these things as a witness that they are true. God asked John to record this prophecy as proof of the infallibility of his word. This is a promise that we can rely on as children of God. We can know with assurance, we can know with certainty that this wonderful eternal existence awaits the people of God. The Lord then extends an invitation for all mankind to come to him and enjoy these blessings that await his people. Those who come to him will be victorious overcomers in this sinful world. They will inherit these eternal blessings and will enter the family of God and will enter into a family relationship with him as children of God. Every time I read Revelation 21, it reminds me of those words Jesus told us in Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.